SBS Radio.
Gracing our studio today are young and talented tennis players under the Max Crankett Tennis Academy, or MCTA Australia. We have with us Coach Arden Asilio, Coach Joff Asilio, Coach Antonio Pereda, and Coach Joshua Iruda Yaraj. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. So, thank you all for coming today.
It's great to be here today.
Thank you for having us.
Pretty excited.
Okay, first and foremost, I want you to introduce yourself. Like, tell something about how old are you, what school do you go to, and what are your other interests outside tennis?
My name is Jeff Vasilo, and I'm 15 years old, and I go to Parramatta Marist. And other interests I do other than tennis is playing the guitar, and listening to music.
Mm-hmm. I'm Arden Asilo. I'm 18 years old. I currently graduated high school this year and undergoing the uni life this year in 2019. So pretty excited for the future endeavors. Other things that I'm interested in is just games and yeah.
So it's going to be a next chapter for you. You're going to study in the university, right?
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
All right. How about you, Antonio?
Hi, my name is Antonio, and I'm 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And I go to Clancy Catholic College in West Hoxton. My other interests are martial arts and basketball, playing them.
Well, a lot of Filipinos love to play basketball. Have you discovered that when you went to the Philippines?
Yes, I have.
Okay, did you play basketball there as well?
Yes, we did.
Okay, and did you enjoy it?
Of course, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. How about you, Joshua?
My name is Joshua. I'm also 15. I go to St. Mark's Catholic College. And yeah, my interests are basketball. I like listening to music. And yeah, I like playing video games as well.
You're the one who only likes to play music, is it?
Oh yeah, in my family, I like to play guitar. Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of music do you usually listen to?
I just listen to R&B.
Okay. Okay, can you tell us any song in particular that you like most?
Like a song,
my brother listens to Daniel Caesar.
Okay.
One of his favorite artists, so yeah.
Okay, that's good. You know about your brother's interest.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when did you discover that you want to play tennis? Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll start first.
Okay.
I started when I was at the age of 10. Mm-hmm. I was great. My dad bought me an Xbox, and I discovered a tennis game on the Xbox, and that greatly influenced me to actually start playing tennis because I found it interesting mm-hmm. on the video game. So yeah, I started from there. I was greatly supported with my dad and my mom trying to get me started into tennis. And yeah, so that's how mm-hmm. I started. Yeah.
Okay. How about you, John?
My brother actually influenced me to play tennis because mm-hmm. I'm really competitive with my brother. So whatever he does, I like pretty much follow him. So, yeah.
So, you're competing with each other.
We always compete no matter what.
Okay,
yeah.
But do you know who's best between you?
let's just say that
recently, I played against my brother and I won, so.
Oh, wow, cool. And how did you feel about that, Arden?
I'm proud, actually, because I'm happy that my brother's improving. I'm great that he had how far his journey, how he's come in his journey in tennis, so. I'm pretty proud of my brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how is it for you hearing that?
I'm actually surprised.
You're surprised? Why? Did you have a fight?
We get in fights on the court, but it's just a natural thing between brothers. But at the end of the day, you know, I love him at the end, yeah. So it's all good.
It was good. It was
okay.
Good,
yeah. All right. How about you, Josh?
My dad influenced me to play tennis mm-hmm. when I was really young. Mm-hmm. I think 6 or 7.
All right.
So yeah, he got me into it and I liked it, so I stuck with it.
How about you, Antonio?
I started at the age of 4. Mm-hmm. My parents put me into tennis as a sport to start moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed mm-hmm. it, and I took it from there mm-hmm. and still playing now.
Who is your favorite tennis player and why?
I think all of our favorite tennis is like Roger Federer.
Roger Federer. Why do you like him?
Because he's very humble on the court, and he always displays a great example to those young children,
mm-hmm.
especially me. And when he's playing, it's just and he doesn't show much of his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, how about you?
Roger Federer is a great role model to not only kids but also adults as well, because not only that, he's very simple on the court, he's very well-mannered, he has great discipline on the court, mm-hmm. great respect on and off the court. So I guess that's very important for us to understand how have the right set of attitudes mm-hmm. on and off the court to display who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
How about you, Neo?
Yeah, mine is Roger Federer too, mm-hmm. because he shows a good tennis player,
mm-hmm.
especially with his emotions too.
Mm-hmm.
He controls it very well, and he's very humble on and off court. Win or lose, he always congratulates the opponent, and that's how he teaches us how we should be like when we play.
All right.
I like Roger Federer and also Alex de Minaur. They're both very inspiring, and Federer, like, he's just like such a classy guy. There's like nothing that you can't like about him.
Okay, because of his values, that's why you like Roger Federer so much. All right. What do you think are your strengths as a tennis player, and how about what you can still improve as well?
One of my strengths as a tennis player is serving and volleying. So my strengths in tennis is playing doubles.
Mm-hmm.
And however, my weaknesses in tennis is like learning how to control my emotions, because I'm very like, I get angry on the court easily. So I just need to learn how to control that anger. Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting because I've just read an article about, you know, tennis players should, you know, emotionally regulate themselves.
Mm.
So how do you handle that?
Well,
anger, you know. How do you handle that anger?
She told me that just learn how to switch off. So just close mm-hmm. your eyes, count to 10, just do your regular routine.
Mm-hmm.
So just breathing in, breathing out, just learning how to calm down your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it works.
Yeah, yeah.
It works for you. Yeah. That's great. How about you, Arden?
Well, obviously, it's natural for an athlete to get frustrated over a mistake. So mm-hmm. my methods of calming down is just simply taking deep breaths in and out on the court to calm myself down and to gain focus again. So that's one of my methods, really. Just taking quick deep breaths, trying to revise my mistakes
mm-hmm.
and trying to fix those mistakes to obviously calm myself down at the end of the point. So yeah.
Okay, so you kind of like use some relaxation techniques to help you.
I'm not much of a frustrated, like, yelling up person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mainly really calm on the court. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to not make myself too frustrated to a point where I'll yell. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's trying to just have deep breaths on the court. Yeah.
Okay, so Joff, you can learn from your brother.
Yeah.
Regarding that, okay? How about you, Neo?
My strengths are mm-hmm. court coverage, running side to side, getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Jeff, what I can work on is my emotions, controlling them, because I tend to lose focus quickly when I lose a point, and it carries on throughout the points, mm-hmm. Throughout the games. So there's a lot for me to learn on how to control my emotions.
Okay, sure. How about you, Josh?
My strengths are my serve and my footwork. What I can improve on is just my mental strength and like reassuring myself that, yeah, mm-hmm. I can do it,
mm-hmm.
and always pushing myself instead of letting the opponent take over
mm-hmm.
and getting the better of me.
Okay, so two of you have to still improve on their emotions, mm. you know, on how they handle their emotions, like you, Joff, and you, Neo, as well, right? And you're still working on that.
Mm.
Yes.
What is your most favorite experience of competing in a tournament, and why did it stand out for you?
My most favorite experience is when I'm playing doubles with John D. He's one of our sponsors. He's one of the MCTA sponsors that we sponsored in Philippines. And the reason why is because when I'm playing doubles with him, it feels like I'm at my best and I'm at my full potential. So, yeah.
Okay. So John D is the other player, the name of the other player. Okay, sure.
My favorite experience is actually winning my first tournament, which occurred in 2016
mm-hmm.
in Melbourne. I won my first tournament, and from that moment, I realized that hard work really does pay off at the end of the day, because having that hard work pay off, it shows you, brings you great joy, winning the tournament and realizing how the support that you have around you is very influential towards your game. So, yeah, I find that really important and really special to me.
Okay, when you said hard work, what did you do?
Just basically conditioning myself before the game and having that right mental mindset in during the game, because that's very important to keep calm and have a stable mindset, not to have too much anxiety in the court, because that can be very detrimental to your performance. So find it easier to have a good support team with Coach Pat on the side, because she was there at Melbourne. So it was great there, having my brother there, my parents there to support me watching the game. So I gather their energy from them, I guess. So yeah.
Now, Nio.
My favorite experience with competing would be making to the finals with Jeff Asilo in the doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a great battle together, mm-hmm. fought through every single match,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't end up winning the finals, but it was amazing feeling to make it to the finals with my teammate.
Okay, that's great. How about you, Josh?
My favorite experience was competing in Philippines, because mm-hmm. just the atmosphere there, and like I went with my team, like mm-hmm. all of these guys here. So is it like a really good feeling, especially when you know that you're inspiring people mm-hmm. while you're playing and competing? So yeah, it's a good.
Okay. To let our listeners know, Nio and Josh are not Filipinos, but they went to the Philippines and they actually love the Philippines. So can you tell us a little bit of your experience when you went there?
It was hot, very hot.
It was hot, okay. Tell us more. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, it's really good. I would go back there again if I could. But like some of the stuff I like there, like my favorite food is sinigang.
Oh, like, wow. We love that.
So good. Like pork sinigang.
Pork sinigang. Yeah, I love
amazing.
It.
It's amazing. Really, like, the food they have there, the people there, like mm-hmm. you barely see people fight there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's just like really mutual with each other, like there's mm-hmm. nothing bad happens there, like most of the time that I saw.
Okay, so. And I heard from Coach Pat that you also went to Mindanao, and there were people who were like protecting you, right, during that time. Can you tell us more about that experience?
I had to say it was such a great time being in Mindanao, mm-hmm. meeting great people, great Filipinos. Character and also as a player,
mm-hmm.
they were very interesting on how they lived, how much effort they put into tennis,
mm-hmm.
and the hard work, and we can see the hard work they put into tennis,
mm-hmm.
and the good connection that they have with each other. Every single player were all friends together, and it kept a strong bond all together. So, and it was a great experience to see. Yeah.
Josh.
General Santos was really good. We had bodyguards that like like took care of us, but they, like, to be honest, they really became our friends
mm-hmm.
more than bodyguards. And mm-hmm. like I remember, like, we went and played basketball with them, we hanged out with them, and yeah, they're just really good people. And like most of the people in General Santos, like, really, they're really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like same with the food. Really good.
Okay, can you speak some Filipino words?
Me,
yeah. Yeah, both of you. Go, Nio. Any Filipino words that you learned in the Philippines?
Magandang umaga to all.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Clap our hands, guys.
Good job. Kamusta ka, like, oppo. And yeah, stuff,
you know,
like,
that
just
Oppo.
Yeah, like greetings,
it's, yeah, and yeah. It's a really a respectful way to greet then, the elderly, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's great, Josh. So going back to tennis, how do you keep your focus on the game, guys? How do you keep your focus?
Well, before a match, I would always set a goal,
mm-hmm.
so just focusing on a goal and focusing on just achieving that goal, and then so that one thing will lead to another. So yeah,
mm-hmm. So focus on the goal.
Yeah, focus on the goal.
Okay,
yeah.
And what are your goals? What are the goals that you have set?
What I really focus on during a match is just learning how to control my emotions, because mm-hmm. that's one of my weaknesses.
Okay,
and if I focus on that, my shots or my performance will get better.
I tend to, if if something goes nothing goes my way during the poem, I was taught to switch off, refocus myself, and then switch back on, ready for the next point.
Okay. All right. Next, who wants to answer that question?
I'll answer.
Okay.
Even though when I, how I keep my focus in the game when I'm competing is, like I said, taking quick, deep breaths, because that's very important to calm myself down. Because I sometimes self-talk to myself. I try and encourage myself at the same time, not to give myself such negative comments to myself. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to be optimistic, try and see the positive side of things. Instead of seeing the problems, I'm telling myself try to find the solutions instead of continuing to find the problems, because that's going to influence anger, frustration, and we don't want that. So in order to keep focus, I calm myself down and try to see the positive things in my match. So yeah.
So what's your usual self-talk?
I'm just saying come on to myself, trying to encourage myself, trying to say, oh, you can do it. Don't give up. Don't let yourself down. Don't let the other person get to your head, because sometimes you have those opponents that can get into your head sometimes. So I tell myself just to focus myself, move on, ignore the negative emotions that's going on in my head. So yeah.
So it's really more of like a mental work for both of you, Josh and Arden. That's what I heard from you as well a while ago. Yeah, and tennis. For both, they still have to work on their emotions.
Because tennis is a very mental game.
Yeah. Mental game, All right. Josh?
Just self-talk. I always tell myself, like, I always say, push yourself, or like, you can do it. Just trying to reassure myself and keep my head in the game. And
keep your head in the game.
Yeah, just not lose focus.
So how do you stay committed to your goals?
I stay committed to my goals by simply just focus and motivation, because you have goals for a reason. You work for those goals. You strive for those goals. If you don't have goals, you're not really working for anything, because goals are build structure in your life. Because for me, goals actually, because right now, 2019, ever since the HSC, my goal is to just get fit again, because I lacked that fitness during the HSC, because I stopped tennis for that period. So right now, 2019, I have a goal to get fit again. It's important because it helps my mindset to, you know, not drift off in a way. So, yeah, so.
Okay, anybody who wants to answer that question as well? How do you stay committed to your goals?
I usually set small goals instead of going like entering into a tournament saying I'm gonna win this tournament. I'll take it slowly. I would say I will win this match, or even slower. Next point, win the next point, or win the next game. So, and then there's small goals that I can achieve, feel more confident, and just progressively getting higher up. And that's how I stay committed to my goals.
Okay, so one step at a time, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes. You set goals and unfortunately you don't really achieve them, so obviously you fall back down. You just got to learn how to get back up and move on and set new goals so you could achieve them. Yeah.
Well, we're hearing a lot of good answers here.
I try to keep my goals by just like repeating them, or making it a daily practice. Like every tournament you enter, just keep saying to yourself, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I want to achieve. Or this is what this is what I'm striving to do. Instead of having disbelief in yourself, you should be looking towards your goals.
Who keeps you motivated to do well in this sport?
Mostly our parents and our coaches, and also
your parents
friends.
Are here. Okay.
Yeah. So like, although they don't really push us, like we mostly push ourselves. However, like our parents are there to support us no matter what, and that's a really like they always motivate us to like do well in our sport. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I agree with my brother, because so parents so I agree with my brother that parents are there to support you, but at the end of the day it's you who decides whether to say yes that you want to train or not. So they're there, our parents and coaches are there just to be supporters, but at the end of the day you decide whether you want to train or not, because it's up to you if you want to develop yourself as a player. And
okay, next, Neo.
my parents motivate mm-hmm. me, as well as my team and my coaches. Mm-hmm. My parents push me to keep going. Win or lose, they always tell me to just keep going. And my team always motivate me, tell me that, you know, you can do it. Especially when I lose, mm-hmm. they will give me comfort, but in a way that they will push me to keep going. Mm-hmm. And they will say, you can do it, we believe in you, etc.
All right. And that's important for you, right,
Nia? Yes.
Okay. How about you, Josh?
Yeah, my parents, my coaches, my team, my friends, basically all of them really support me and motivate me. They help me push myself when I don't believe in myself. All of them believe in me, which gives me strength, which mm-hmm. gives me motivation, which is really good because sometimes I don't think I can do it without them supporting me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.